The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The wait is finally over. Football is back. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action on Bet Online.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to make some big bets. Patrick Mahomes is going to win the MVP again. Or do you think maybe Russell Wilson?
Woo-hoo. Russell Wilson, maybe Josh Allen? I mean, he's kind of balling out right now.
P. Mahomes.
Okay. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any other place online. And there's always the online casino as well. It never closes, Benny.
Well, you know what I'm going to do then? Head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Again, that's betonline.ag and sign up today.
Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
You're listening to PSI, the podcast. With Benny Philhaber, Dowsy Joe, and Arco Para. Enjoy!
Most enjoyable to manage. I mean, Jesus, man, that's a Between Eric and Alan Gordon, man, those are...
Is Alan there?
Alan Gordon?
No. Oh, the podcast, I guess.
Alan Gordon's on the pro license?
I'm saying...
And now, part two with Troy Lussain.
All right, so another fun story we have for you. So you were still quite young when you were the assistant coach at Charlotte Independence. And, you know, I
he's
heard a story
young,
that...
Dude. He's 37.
Yeah, I know, but as a player. So he would still hop in on training sessions and be one of the best players, so I was told. Then, you know, they had some injuries, and he had to hop in for a preseason game. Can you talk about how the first 5 minutes went in that match?
I believe this is when I tore my hamstring.
It is.
Well, I'll tell you that literally as that play happened, and I'll fast forward to today because I'll still jump into a little 5v2. And then even if we need numbers, I'll jump in even today. And I had another hamstring flare up this year, actually. But we were playing versus a Division II team. It's just like a reserve match, and obviously we needed numbers. I come in, I'm like, no problem. You know, I'm still feeling good at 32, 33. Don't warm up, go in, ball's hidden behind, and they had a pacey forward, and I go to, you know, turn and sprint and literally do my hamstring. And I stayed in and played because I wanted to, like, keep the numbers for the guys. But I was communicating to the players in the field, like, guys, I did my hamstring. Do not pass me the ball. And, like, The amount of laughter that was going around the field, like from the bench to obviously everyone I was playing with, was quite loud. Obviously that I'm still hearing that to this day. And I did it again, actually, in training, like I said, this year. And so I think those days are beyond me. I need to probably pull myself out of any sessions besides 5v2.
Are you pulling your hamstring on dead sprints, though?
If you want to call it that, Benny, it was a sprint.
You gotta pull it down, dude. Just toka in the middle of the field.
He explained, though, it was a pacey forward, man. He's got to do what he's got to do.
Drop that back sweeper or play offside trap.
Exactly. Exactly.
All or nothing. Lawrence Amon play. All right. So let's get into Sal and Sixty real quick. Okay. So I'm going to ask you this Sal or that question.
Don't really even have a name for it. Yeah. Sal Speedy 60,
Sal
was it?
Speedy 60.
Shout out to the fan that sent a question of post about Sal. I've got one it? Job and you can't even do your one session right or something like that.
Yeah, just crushing me for my solo segment over here.
Sal, all right. I have faith in you today that you will do this. Your best one yet.
I've got no
Troy's
faith.
Gonna beat the record.
We'll see. I don't know. All right. So you've seen this before, so you kind of know how it goes. I'm just gonna ask you this or that. You gotta say one.
Okay.
Got it. Benny, you got the time?
Yeah. Once he asks the first question, I will start the timer and you'll have 60 seconds to answer as many as you can.
Ready?
Whenever you're ready, Sal.
All right. Charlotte or New Mexico?
New Mexico.
Soccer or football?
Football.
Polo or button up?
Button up.
Mild or spicy?
Mild.
Red pepper or green pepper?
Green.
Mac or PC?
Mac.
Beach day or snow day?
Beach day.
Home or away?
Away.
Ronaldo or Messi?
Messi.
Board games or card games?
Board games.
Italian food or Asian food?
Italian.
Pop or country?
Pop.
Music or podcast?
Music.
Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Honesty or sugarcoating it?
Honesty.
Golf or bowling?
Golf.
Maradona or Pelé?
Maradona.
Dog or cat?
Dog.
Phone call or text?
Phone call.
Cardio or weights?
Cardio.
Cake or pie?
Cake.
Work hard or play hard?
Work hard.
Defense or offense?
Offense.
Ocean or mountains?
Five.
Man. Can you answer the last one?
Ocean.
Ocean. Okay. All right.
I think he won it too. Did he
beat it?
Are you going to count up now or is Nino going to do it?
I can count it up.
You did well. Yeah. Let's all give a hand of applause.
Four, five, six, now, seven,
under the pressure.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17,
I mean,
18,
the
19,
last one, he couldn't even read his own handwriting. That's how bad it is.
23, 24 tie. We have a tie.
Right.
24. I think it's 26, the championship.
In my hand.
Oh,
my
was it? It was 24, right?
26.
It's
24.
Was it?
Yeah. I think Nino posted it recently. So
we'll have Troy and Eric come one time and they'll do showdowns.
Who was that? Eric had the other high?
Winalda.
Winalda, yeah.
Oh man. That was one of the first podcasts I actually listened to. And I'm in my pro license with Eric right now.
Nice.
Between Eric and Alan Gordon, man, those are.
Is Alan there?
Alan Gordon?
No. Oh, the podcast. Oh. Okay.
Is Alan Gordon with a pro license?
I'm saying those two.
Are, yeah.
I think the most entertaining you've had, man.
Those
were incredible.
Yeah, I agree with those.
Hey, don't forget about Grella.
Yeah, Grella, that's true.
Grella was entertaining too. I enjoyed that one.
So before we get into the Ike plea the fifth, I do want to obviously ask you about the past few years with New Mexico. How's that been? I know I was really looking forward to with the Loyal to go play in New Mexico. I heard such good things about the fan base there. It would have been a fun trip, but COVID got in the way. Your state didn't allow any sports games at all, so you guys had to play all your games on the road. What was that like? What kind of adjustments did you have to make?
Yeah, man. I mean, from the beginning, it was an opportunity that was a blank canvas. You know, and New Mexico is really such a unique state. I think it's looked at a lot of times. I used the phrase underdog earlier, talking about the College of Charleston. But I think that New Mexico in general is one of the last in education. The poverty rate is high, so people look at the state and they don't see that a lot of success comes out of the state. So there's a real opportunity for our club to make an impact in this community, both on the field and off the field. And our goal is to be an agent of positive change. I mean, that's kind of our club ethos, is to try to impact the community in a positive way and bring people together in a way that they've never been brought together before. And I think, we've been able to do that. I think one of the things that has resonated with this community is how we play the game on the field and the way that, our attacking style, the way that we defend, how aggressive we are when we try to go and press, it embodies what the state's about, which is kind of gritty, and a no excuse type attitude. And so year one, we were able to make the playoffs. We were able to go to the quarterfinals of the Open Cup, which, you know, ended pretty miserably at Minnesota, but a phenomenal, you know, a really a phenomenal run for an expansion team or any USL team. And I think we established a really good identity. And then into year two, that same attitude that I'm talking about, that grittiness, the idea of, you know, not having any excuses for anything and embracing difficult challenges, as much as that resonates with the people in New Mexico, it had to resonate with the players and our club this year with all the adversity we faced and playing every single match on the road. And year two, I think we got better from year one to year two under some really severe circumstances. So that's a testament to the players for, you know, again, just going forward with the most positive attitude possible. Again, made the playoffs, won our first playoff match, and actually did some really good things off the field too in a hard year where there's just so much, you know, social injustice that not only happens this year, but over the last, you know, couple hundred years that we've been able to impact here in our community, establishing things like the Diversity Fellowship Program, where we give, you know, women and people of color the opportunity to progress as a coach or, you know, a front office technical staff member with our club. And that's something I'm really proud of. And so going into year three, man, I think the expectations are even higher. And our community, like you said, Sal, I hope we get back to home matches because I played at FC Cincinnati. That's the only thing I can really compare it to with Charlotte. And while we didn't have 25,000, what we had was an average of about 13,000-14,000. And they are all about it. I mean, I've never experienced the feeling that you know, really you have with our fan base at a home match. They are watching every single play. I mean, they're into it, man. They're engaged. And again, it matters to them what the results are. So there's pressure there too. It's good.
Yeah, I'm hoping all goes well, and next season we'll get our match over there. So,
from my point of view, New Mexico obviously doesn't have any other sports or professional sports franchises, and the New Mexico University got rid of their men's soccer program. So you guys are the big focus, and that's one of the things that I knew about New Mexico United was your fan base and how much they have bought into wanting to be a part of the community and obviously the team. And I saw that when you guys traveled here for the Open Cup, you guys traveled really well. And that first 8 minutes, I thought we might actually lose this thing. You guys went up 1-0 off of an unbelievable set piece.
It's a good set piece.
To the point where our coaching staff tried to steal it. We tried to use that in the next like two games. I think the other teams countered on us extremely hard. So I got that feel, you know, just from that one game and seeing, you know, you're running through the Open Cup beating Colorado. They traveled well there, actually Dallas as well. And so, you know, you guys are building something special. And so to hear your point, I hope you guys get that, you know, home games and all is right in that world again. But what is the next step kind of for your organization on top of obviously some of the initiatives you're doing in the community as well?
I think honestly, man, it's about trying to bring a championship. So, you know, the coach of the year honor, I genuinely say this, I think it is in respect and it honors what these players did this past year. I'm not trying to be overly humble, but I say that because any team that plays 17 matches on the road and is successful and then, you know, makes a little bit of a run in the playoffs should get some recognition. And you never know if you're going to or not. But I also think that a coach of the year should win something. You know, I do. And I think that that's our next step is we need to win something. We need to bring a trophy to New Mexico. New Mexico deserves that. And that's the goal, you know, and I think I'm not shy about saying that. That's what every single person in our organization wants. As well as we have to figure out, we have to create, you know, similar ways to impact the community, even with COVID, even with the restrictions, because that's a big deal. If we can be a source of optimism and hope for our community, then we're impacting it in the right way off the field as well.
And Troy, with that, I kind of had a question just with you talking about that. For a USL team, what is a bigger deal? What's the thing that you really look to? Is it winning the USL championship in the playoffs, being the number one team in the regular season, which is also, you know, a crazy season, the number of games, the number of teams that are involved in that? Or would it be a deep, let's say a semifinal run in the US Open Cup?
Well, I think, again, lifting a trophy is the thing that you want to do. So you want to win the USL Cup. I think that that's the ultimate goal. And I think the path towards doing that, you know, what should be respected more is what Philly did and, you know, what Phoenix did last year, which is winning the Supporters Shield throughout the regular season. I'm not sure that in the United States that gets enough credit as it should. But I would rank it, we want to win a trophy. We want to win the USL Cup. And then I'd probably go winning the regular season. And I think a deep run in the Open Cup is really special, and it could be an avenue towards, you know, the CONCACAF Champions League if you were to win it. I think that's, you know, highly unlikely. But I will say in year one, I would take our Open Cup run in year one, trying to establish credibility for New Mexico United. When we were able to progress past the Rapids and progress past FC Dallas, and then even losing at Minnesota United, it still made a mark for our club. So there's a lot of validity to making an Open Cup run as well.
For sure. It brought a lot of attention. I remember watching that kind of run and, you know, rooting for you guys, rooting for the underdogs. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, man.
So we recently had Matt Beasley on the show, and we talked about he and longtime teammate Setsunovic's new venture with State Soccer. They have teamed up with a talented group to build a brand that represents soccer in America the way it deserves.
Yeah, and Matt sent us some gear last week, and honestly, we were blown away by the quality. These guys are truly building something special for the sport and its culture. So naturally, since BSI and States align so well, we are excited to announce they are now our official sponsor.
So this episode is brought to you by States, an athletic lifestyle brand building a revolution of American sport. Their goal is to be a leading lifestyle brand for soccer in America. They're building a brand that truly represents the beautiful game.
Yeah, and now they are offering 15% off with the discount code BSI to our listeners as part of the sponsorship.
Go check out their website at states.soccer. There's no .com. It's simply states.soccer. And their Instagram is definitely worth a follow at statesoccer. Go check them out.
All right. Should we get into the plead the fifth portion, Ike?
Is Troy, do you feel prepared for it, Troy?
I just don't know what you're able to dig up on me. Because again, no.
I'm sure Ike's in a good mood right now. So we'll see. But anyways, it is Ike's interrogation room. Your seat will get hot. Buckle up. I hope you're ready. Ike, he's all yours.
All right. Benny, you obviously weren't on the last episode, so stay out of the room, please. You like to butt in all the time and cut off.
Yeah, that was the easiest going, please.
So, cool. I'll ask you five questions. If you answer all five truthfully, you can ask any question to one of us that we must answer, or you can ask a question to all of us, or the same question to all of us that we must answer. So,
okay.
Question number one, since you played so many road games this year, what was the worst place to play in USL?
Worst place to play in?
It could be this year, or it could be when there are fans, and you could take it for whatever you'd like, or it could just be the environment,
field,
facilities, all that.
You know,
I'd like to answer that too, Ike, after Troy.
they're not around anymore, but you know, the Fresno trip last year was really, really difficult. And actually it was on the heels of us playing Minnesota United, so that might have had something to do with it. But that was a hard place to go. As well as going to again, we didn't go there this year, but going to McAllen, Texas is not an easy trip either, down at Rio Grande Valley.
Oh,
tough trip. That sounds yeah. I actually kind of take back what I was going to say, but for me, Reno was a little eye-opening. I'd never been to that city, and I probably don't want to ever go back. But
you don't have to. They folded.
Yeah, you don't have to. They folded with the other co-coach of the year. So
yeah, it was just sad because they.
Yeah, they were a good team. They were definitely a good team. So that's unfortunate.
Did I hear that they didn't have the most points in the regular season? Did they?
In the Western Conference.
In the Western Conference. Yeah.
Question number two, what team or coach do you like to beat the most? Because we all know players are competitive, coaches are competitive. And I don't know if there's been one, whether it be an old friend or an old rival or whatever it be, that you just absolutely enjoy beating or team.
I agree.
What are you saying?
We did not come close to beating Adrian Heath in Minnesota United, that's for sure. I would say we have two really good rivalries in El Paso and Phoenix. And I think if we get a result at any point against those two teams, then we're feeling pretty good. I think that's a great rivalry. And personally, absolutely, I want to beat those two teams. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Question three. So I asked one all of this, so I'm curious, obviously you aspire to get to the highest level, I'm sure abroad even, but if we were looking at just MLS, what team, whether it be organization or current roster, would you love to have the opportunity to manage?
Man, that's a good question. I really like the way that Columbus is assembled. I think they have, just from back to front, I like their new DP this year. I think Nagby's fantastic, and I actually think that
don't start with Nagby and Ike.
Okay.
You're gonna get all layups after you just said Darlington's name. All hail Darlington.
So I think that they're, you know, between them and Orlando, I think Philly's obviously gonna make a run at it as well. But I think Orlando and Columbus, to me, they have something about them that I think is really difficult whenever it's, you know, a knockout type scenario. And yeah, man, I like Columbus's roster a lot.
All right. Well, now it's going to get a little bit tougher. Conversely, what team would you definitely not want to manage? You might not be in the position to sit, but what team, if they came calling, you say, no, I'm good, I'll chill here in New Mexico for another year or two?
Let me tell you something, man.
You can plead the fifth on one question if you'd like. That's all I'm going to say.
This will probably be a plead the fifth answer. For a guy that was told no for 15 years to get a head coaching job, I mean, if someone felt that I was capable of taking on the reins at the MLS level, then I don't think there's anyone that I would say no to. That's for sure. So, yeah, right, man, I'm not in a position.
Yeah, I could have hypothetically changed it, but I just wanted to see if you'd answer it without me having to put a little pressure on.
You sure you say yes if Cincinnati started calling?
Benny, stay out of the room, Benny. I told you this to start.
Your whole
Benny, stay out of the room.
Process just going to have to be counterattacking soccer now.
Anyways, question number five. Well, I might give it a little bit tough question because I know who's on your roster. Josh Suggs, I was a teammate with him in San Jose. Devin Sandoval, I know, was a great dude from playing in the MLS. So, and Sam Hamilton as well. So what player on your current roster is your most enjoyable to manage?
You know you're saying something nice. It's just such a hard one.
Most enjoyable to manage. I mean, Jesus, man, that's
I mean, that's the one where your players are going to give you shit after.
I think I started this out by telling you that the big part of my philosophy was relationships. Now I'm just going to like flush everything down the drain by giving you, you know,
right, have one good relationship when you get back next.
All right, fine. I just want to know, have you ever eaten the Buchologi pepper that Rob Stone ate?
No, absolutely.
Yeah. And you would never think about it, would you?
No, no chance. No chance. No. I can't answer that for, man, we have a, I hate to sound so vanilla, but we have just a good group of guys, and that's really intentional, man. But I can't say that there's one that's the easiest, you know, the best to manage.
I get that, but yes, you could. You just are smart.
Do you think the players would have someone in mind if we asked the group?
Oh, 100%. I'm sure they think that someone's like my guy.
The favorite? Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Is that all? Is that all, guys?
Yeah. We just had our kids, so we don't want to take too much of your time.
Yeah.
Well done. She's still asleep, huh?
I think so. I haven't heard anything yet. So,
and it's your first kid?
First, yeah. This is our first. We tried for a number of years, so we're really lucky to now finally have one.
Glad, happy for you.
Congratulations. All right, Troy. And now the work begins, right?
That's exactly right. Hey, really appreciate you guys having me on, man. I thoroughly enjoy what you're doing, and you guys keep it going, man. It seems to be growing in popularity. This might take a dip, you know, my energy. But.
It's great to hear another perspective. We've had a lot of guys on at different levels.
Some more people now listening from the USL.
We keep an eye on you know where our listeners are and what state. So I'm hoping we're going to get a boost in New Mexico.
That's exactly right. New Mexico. Yeah, yeah.
When you're a coach in MLS, you know, we could say that we gave you your big break.
There you go.
And Vinny would expect the job after that. Yeah, he's a disclaimer when he says that.
That might be accurate as well. Like.
All right. Well, Troy, thanks again, right, man. I'm really looking forward to hopefully playing against you next year. So let's hope
it goes well. Good luck next year, and good luck with those contracts in the offseason.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. See you, man.
See ya.
Thanks so much, Troy Lussain, for coming on the show today. That was fun. I enjoyed talking with him. I didn't know him before. He's obviously a really good coach, technical director as well. He's done really well there, and in New Mexico's looking, you know, to only continue that success.
I feel like just by talking to him on this, that he's a very detailed coach and he has a very bright future. Just based on who he, you know, the type of effort that he's putting in and who he's talking to and what type of coaches he looks up to, I think there's a bright future.
Don't you think that being a young head coach, so which means that you were a player not too long ago, and so you can really associate well with the players that now you're coaching, they have the same kind of mindset, it's people from the same generation, and you know what they want, and you can give that to them. I feel like that plays a huge role in becoming a good coach.
You know who used to say that was Caleb Porter, when he said that he stopped playing after a few short years after coming out of Indiana. He used to always say it was really just a blessing that he was able to start his coaching career so young. You just have so many more years to kind of develop. And then even when you're, you know, you feel established, you're still a very young age. So, yeah.
Well, you have to keep evolving as you get older. But, yeah, I enjoyed bringing him on, you know, a different guest than what we've had. But I think a very important guest, just to open our eyes and hopefully the listener's eyes. And I think the future is bright for him, and I hope that he gets to MLS, does well, and goes even further. And I think he's a guy that a lot of players like to play for, just from our 1 hour talking with him. I think it'd be really enjoyable to play with him.
Yeah, I think he's gained 3 fans and hopefully some others that have been listening in. So we appreciate Troy coming on the show, and we wish him nothing but success.
Yep. All right. Well, that is it. We will see you all next week.
All right. See you guys. Thanks for showing up.
Take care.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.